Finding Tammy Portugal's husband was easy. The alimony check had been cashed at the Paradise Bank, and the address was printed on it. Jesse drove out to Springfield and talked with him at 10:30 a.m. in a coffee shop on Sumner Avenue at an intersection called The X. "I'm a loser," Bobby Portugal said to Jesse. Tammy thought that she was marrying a winner, but that was just my bullshit. "I've been a loser since I graduated high school." Portugal was medium height and husky. His dark hair was longish and he had a neatly trimmed beard. He wore a Patriots warm-up jacket over a gray t-shirt and jeans. "We went together in high school. I was a big jock in high school. Running back, point guard. She thought I was a big deal." The waitress brought an order of English muffins for Jesse and a fried egg sandwich for Portugal. "After graduation, I went to work for the highway department in town. I thought I was making a ton. Tammy and I were still going out, and she got pregnant," and Portugal paused while he peeled off the top layer of toast and poured ketchup on the fried egg. He replaced the toast, picked up the sandwich, and held it for a moment, and put it down. His eyes filled, and he turned his head away from Jesse. "Take your time," Jesse said. Portugal continued to sit with his head turned. Without looking, he pushed his plate away from him. Jesse waited. Portugal took in a deep breath and let it out. He did it again. Then he straightened his head and looked at Jesse. His eyes were wet. "We got married," he said. "She still thought I was a big deal. And then we had the babies, and $250 a week didn't look like so much. I tried selling Amway for a while. That was a joke. I tried insurance, got through the training program, and got fired. I didn't earn much money, but I played a lot of ball with the guys and drank a lot of beer. Finally, she dumped me. You blame her? What are you doing out here?" "Security guard, downtown at the big mall. When I get off work, I got a room with a sink in a corner and bathroom down the hall." "Why Springfield?" Jesse said. "I had to get away from Paradise. This seemed far enough. Nobody ever heard of me here." "Tell me where you were Tuesday night." "Did my shift at the mall till 10. Had a date. Girl works at the mall. Got home around 3:30. She spent the night." "That when she was killed? Tammy? Tuesday night?" "Can I talk with the woman you dated?" "Sure." Portugal gave him the girl's name and address. "You want to give me the name of your supervisor, please?" Jesse said. Portugal told him. "What time you get to work on Wednesday?"
10 a.m. About 5 hours sleep."
"Man," Portugal shook his head.
"You think I done it?"
"Not if your story checks," Jesse said. "She was out clubbing, probably. Tuesday night, there was alcohol present." "You know any of her favorite places?" Portugal shook his head.
"No favorites," he said. "I know she used to go out once a week, but she'd never go to the same place. Didn't want to get a reputation, you know. Bad for the kids," she said. "So she wouldn't go to any place regular. She'd always go where nobody knew her. She was a good mother, man."
"You have any thoughts on who might have killed her?" Portugal's eyes teared again. He lowered his head.
"No."
They talked for nearly an hour. Jesse asked about male friends of the deceased, about female friends. Had she ever worked any place? Had she any enemies? Had he any enemies? Did she have debts? Did he? How often did he see her? When had he seen her last? When it was through, Jesse paid the small bill and they left the restaurant. The fried egg sandwich remained uneaten on Portugal's plate. "I wasn't such a loser," Portugal said. "She'd be all right.
She figured she was marrying Mr. Big, guy that was going somewhere. Look where I took her. Maybe you're taking on more than you need to, Jesse said. And maybe I ain't, Portugal said.